Could there be refunds for a game? And someone was sentenced 40 months. Someone makes a return to a desk. And could Call of Duty go to Switch? This is GQDN for February 10th, 2022. We begin with BlizzardWatch.com, and they are saying what they have received. 9.2 comes in February 22, 12 days away. So, this will start in Xerath Mortis. Okay, you're 12 days away from that. And you could be off to stop the jailer right in his tracks and could complete the story. Now, there are videos out there on YouTube, okay? If you see those videos, you know, you do get to some of the story, but the raids would come later. And there is the thought out there that the lore of patch 9.2 could completely reshape Azeroth. That would be very curious. And it is very curious that 9.2 comes out in February. There's different things. Now, getting off Azeroth, Destructoid.com says that Resident Evil hit 5 million sales. So Capcom had Resident Evil make 5 million sales. 5.7 mil. And there could be a remake for Resident Evil 4. We'll see if that happens. So congratulations to Capcom. You got that one done. 5.7 million. We're going to go into a little bit more gaming news before we get into some other stuff. And going to Eurogamer.net, Microsoft says it wants Call of Duty on Switch. President Brad Smith stated, quote, "We'd like to bring Call of Duty to Nintendo devices. We'd like to bring the other popular titles that Activision Blizzard has and ensure they continue to be available on PlayStation and that they become available on Nintendo." So essentially he's saying that everything should be cross-platforms. That's all that he's saying. So should it be there? Let me know on Twitter, at Joe Brums. Now, we head to GameInformer.com and talking about a little bit about PlayStation. Uncharted director wants Jack and Daxter movie. Tom Holland wants to make that movie. Now, if you played Jack and Daxter, which I do have that on my PlayStation 4 right now. I'm not sure when I'm going to go play it, but it will be playable here soon. That would be pretty good story. And the one thing I didn't like about the game was all the puzzles that were in 2 and 3 and I think 4. But the rest of it being more FPS. And it was somewhat FPS, was actually pretty good. But some things in games do turn you off, and that's what happened to me there. But this going to a movie, there's a pretty extensive storyline that goes to Jack and Daxter, and I think that that could be a pretty good deal, I think. We'll see if it actually happens, because right now it's all about rumors for this movie, but it could come to fruition. We'll see. What is coming to fruition is Effie Deporte, and I bet I did screw up that name, so I do apologize for that, could be coming to the League of Legends desk, and then she'll be there for the weekend LLC spring split. So she has been in the European League since about 2013, and has been to just different games and different desks, and has done a really good job, and maybe that will happen. We shall see, but she will be coming back. So welcome back, my dear. Staying with the esports news, coming to us from Esports Insider, Misfits Gaming Group will now partner up with Sport 5. Now, what's going to happen here is Sport 5, they will be the sales agency for Misfits. So basically, they're going to be helping out with revenue, business development, and some sponsorships and partnership development. This is going to be very, very interesting to see what will actually happen, and really things there could be more lucrative for them. Now, Ryan Poulin, head of esports and gaming, America's at Sport 5, commented, quote, Misfits is a very impressive organization with strong cross-border reach, making this an exciting partnership for us. We see a tremendous amount of commercial potential for them as a property and feel that their investment in Minecraft makes for an even more intriguing value proposition globally. So we'll see what happens. Going to Engadget.com, this is a continuing story about Bowser. And according to the federal court, they have sentenced the Canadian hacker Doug Bowser to 40 months in prison for his involvement in Switch, in hacking Switch, for as much as what he'd done. So this might have been part of the deal. He did agree to pay $10 million to Nintendo, another $4.5 million in restitution to Nintendo. But still, that's still a pretty big number. And going about 40 months in prison, that's really, really big. Now we head to the last story for today, for this Thursday. GamesRadar.com. GamesRadar.com gives us this article that Battlefield 2042, the refund petition, has gained over 100,000 signatures. See, there was a new petition up on change.org relating to Battlefield 2042. And the main aim of the petition was for the publisher EA. And they wanted to let EA know that if a game is bad, they want refunds. Now, we know that PlayStation, Sony does have a refund policy, but even not all those policy, or not all those refunds really apply to everyone. So if something like that happens, they could see another signature for that going up on change.org. So who knows? That means we are done for the day. Like I said, there's quite a few game news in here and just a few interesting things. So if you want to let me know what you would like, let me know at Joe Brums, okay? And you can find the show at GroupQuest, or you can go to the website, thegroupquest.com, and you can click on the banner, get yourself an Audible book to listen to. One free credit if you do that. And you can check our Discord. They'll be on the right-hand side of the page, along with our link to our Patreon at patreon.com/thegroupquest. The Group Quest. And by the way, go check out donforge.com. You can see all the different shows there, which means I also get to say, go check out stackup.org as well. This has been a Don Forge production 2022. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news.